DTY. Verbal.
This is KO4NUE.
KI4DTY, what you doing?
Daniel.
Yes, ended up being an early night. But honestly, I'm just very glad to hear your voice. I did not think I'd hear you anymore.
You think she's going to... I see. Oh, I understand now. Okay, you thought Miss Hannah got me.
Got you in the kitchen with Anna got you in the kitchen with a pressure cooker and was trying to hide that evidence because I know you guys live on some property.
Oh man, she busted me good, didn't she?
Just left Asheville, so I'm still kind of staticky where I'm at.
She busted me good. She never turns the radio on when I'm gone to listen in. But for some reason today, she got me.
Patrick, I about lost it because I heard her come on. I thought it was your wife, but I wasn't sure. And I was like, I cannot believe she had the radio on and got him good.
So, yeah. So when I walked in the door, she's standing in the living room with hands on her hips. I mean, what can I say? You know, I was nothing, absolutely nothing I could say. I just, you know, I had to own it. but I'm still alive. DTY KO4NUE.
Can you hear me? This is the first time I've been on Echo Link.
K1DTY KO4NUE. Yep, I got you through the repeater off of Echo Link.
Yep, this is my first time trying it, so I figured I was in a little dark area over here with my radio. I would try this. But no, I lost it when your wife hopped on, and that was a hoot. I tell you what, that was one time I wish I had a recording of it.
Oh man, you don't even know. Trust me, she's used to it. She thought it was hilarious, and she, you know, she throws it right back at me. So it's all good. I mean, there was no fussing or anything about it, but it was just. It was just funny, especially the look on her face when I walked in the door. Oh, my goodness, that was priceless.
What made it so funny over here for, like, me and Patrick and probably everyone else that was listening was that we lost, like, I think you were had no signal or something. And so both of us were calling out to you, and it was like Anna already got a hold of you and wrung your neck because we lost contact with you.
That's funny. I didn't realize that, but I didn't think about that, I mean. But there's a dead spot up here on the road right before you get to my place. I don't know what's causing it, but there for roughly about a mile, I just can't get anything from the repeater, and most of the time can't get out to it either. So I guess that was just perfect timing. But I bet y'all were having a laugh off of that one.
The timing could not have been more perfect, because Anna said, "I'm gonna get you," and then you did not respond. And so Patrick said, "Chad, are you there?" And so he laid into you like just a little bit, and then you did not respond. And then I was like, Chad, did Anna get you? And like, there was still no response. It was, dude, it was hilarious. I really needed that laugh today. That was good.
And well, next time I get on the road and I hear you and Patrick on there, I'll tell you some more stories. And you ain't gonna be listening. I'm gonna lock the radios out so she can't turn them on or transmit or listen in.
That was funny. I can hear her in the background. That's hilarious. Anna, your wife seems like a sweetheart, so yeah, I know she probably didn't give you any trouble other than harassing you on the radio. That was my week, I tell you why. Like I said, I needed that. It was a rough week for me, so, but that was good. I needed that. So tell Miss Anna we enjoyed it.
What I'm going to do, Daniels, I'm going to go in here and change the names on all the frequencies. So this one's labeled bars. So I'll label it another repeater. So when she dials in radio, she thinks she's listening to bars, but she'll really be listening to another frequency. And that way I can talk, and she can't hear me.
KI4DTY. That is a genius move right there, my friend. Change it to the Weather Channel or something. That way it keeps her occupied. but no, that was a hoot. I know you are in Campobello, right? So I don't think you're terribly too far from me. Maybe 20 or 30 minutes. Does that sound about right?
Just give me a general location off of somewhere off of 29 in Taylor's. Let's start with how about Habitat for Humanity? Not Habitat for Humanity, but the Restore. You know where that is on Highway 29 in Taylor's?
That is affirmative. That is literally 4 minutes from my house. So if you go back, you know, come back towards Greer a little bit, there is like a BB&T Bank and a CVS, and I'm literally right there.
Yeah, you are 20 minutes from the house. Not too far at all. If you come down 29 from your place, turn left on Highway 14, and you go down 14 probably 5 miles. And then turn right on Mount Lebanon, go another 5 miles, and I'm right there.
Yeah, so you are close. My brother lives down in Lyman. Do you know there's a... When you get into Lyman, there's a... What's the name of that church? It's like... It's got an oval-shaped sign for the church. It's like Life, or I can't remember the name of it. My brother lives kind of across the street from there, so you sound pretty close to him.
Yeah, that's probably 10 minutes from me. I'd say about 10 minutes. He's not that far. But next time you over this way, give me a holler and come on out, and we'll meet up and shake hands and all that. But the other thing, too, I was going to tell you today is, I don't know if you've got any kids or not, but if you do, you and you, you and your wife, y'all welcome to go up to the deer camp. And there's a fishing pond up there. Y'all go up there and fish. And on the other side of the property, the 12-mile river, it's about too cold to swim in it now, but in the summertime, you go down there and swing. I got some tire swings down there for people or kids to go down there and play. But yeah, I mean, just let me know. We'll meet up one weekend or whatnot and just meet and greet and just, you know, enjoy the weather. Because, boy, it's nice to have all this heat gone and start to have things cool off a little bit.
That is terribly sweet of you. I have three boys, and I was telling Patrick, this is our first year. I grew up, let me go back. My dad was not a fisherman or an outdoorsman at all, so I didn't grow up like that. But a friend of mine kind of taught me fishing, and then I kind of just let it go by the wayside. But my boys last year were begging me to start taking them fishing. My oldest just turned 15, and then I have a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old. And they, we were at Cabela's yesterday. I think you probably heard a little bit of that conversation. We were out there looking for fishing lures and stuff.
Yeah, y'all need to come up here and do a little fishing. It's not a very big pond. But I mean, it's got some fish in it, and just but you know, it ain't always about the fish either. It's about just spending time together. But y'all want to go up there? You want to just go up there and spend the day with your boys? Let me know, and go up there and just have a good time. It's pretty secluded, but if you like to camp, you can just let me know. You can go up there and camp, and, you know, no houses or nothing like that to get in your way. I mean, you just go down there and pitch a tent, or you can stay in the cabin, whatever you want to do. But it's right there on the river. It's a pretty spot. And there's a big barbecue hut there that's, I don't know, it's probably 20 feet by 30 feet. Got a tin roof on it, kind of a pole barn kind of thing, and it's right there on the river. Nice flat spot for, you know, campfire. I'd say probably 2 acres down there that's nice and flat. So you know, just let me know. You know the deal. But it's beautiful and secluded, and you know, you go down there and just have a ball. Don't have nobody mess with you.
That really means a lot. My boys have been begging me to take them camping, and I bought a tent, but haven't really been able to use it because I didn't want to take them. I don't know. I didn't want to take them up to like Jones Gap and stuff with all those other people, and I'm protective, and I wouldn't want anything to happen to them. And so I've been trying to find/look for a place that I could actually take them to do some camping, just, you know, I guess out of the back truck type camping, but they would absolutely love that. So I may take you up on that, since they've been begging me. And I again, like what you said, even with the fishing, it's not really about the fishing as much as just spending time with them while they're still young.
Be up there Sunday and Monday. So if y'all want to ride up, you're welcome to. I'll have the radio on. You got my cell phone number too, so just shoot me a text or give me a call. We probably won't be there till Sunday afternoon, I'd say, but we'll be there Monday too. But just give me a call and come check it out. And like I said, it's out in the wilderness now, but I mean, it's set up for camping. if that's what they, you know, what they enjoy doing, then, you know, you're exactly right. When they get the smell of gasoline and perfume, then, you know, days with daddy are coming to an end. So get all you can get while you're getting it when it comes to boys, you know.
That'll maybe working now. Yep, I whenever I can spend time with them, I try to, and I want to take those opportunities. So I definitely would appreciate that. Tomorrow Saturday I'll be working up in Asheville, and I think I'll finish about 1:30 in the morning. So by the time I wrap up and get home, it probably won't be until 3, so I doubt I'll do anything on Sunday.
K4NUE and KI4DTY. So, yeah, just you got my number, though. You just whenever you're ready, let me know. And, We can work it out. Won't be a problem at all. Just give me a holler. But anyway, listen, Daniel's getting close to net, and I'm gonna go ahead and say 7-3s, I guess. But you be safe on the road, and be careful. And tomorrow night when you're coming back, if you need somebody to keep you awake, just shoot me a text, and I'll ride along with you till you get home. But this is KO4NUE, and I'll be clear on your final, Daniel. Be safe.
Remember traveling with me for a few minutes. KO4NUE, this is KI4DTY, and I'll be on the side. 73s, and you have a great night, Chad, and again, thank you. I'll probably text you later on in the week. All right, have a good night.
KDN.
KDN, KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Name here is Brendan. I'm up here in Pisgah National Forest. Just got caught in the middle of a storm and took a little shelter in the car and just checking out the radio past the time.
Good deal. I hope nobody, no damage or nobody got hurt other than maybe getting a little bit wet. But if you're going to be in the vehicle for a little bit, we got a net that starts at 9:00. It's usually have anywhere from 40 to 60 check-ins. And it's a pretty fun net. So if you want to listen in or check in, we'd love to have you check in. And hope you are having a good time up in Pisgah National Forest, and I hope you're not too wet. KO4NUE, and I'm going to have to step out, bud. We got a net starting in a few minutes, but if you got time, hey, check us out.
I'm not sure if I'll be on the radio long enough. Out of curiosity, and real quick, are there any Skywarn stations out here? I don't know if Skywarn nets or weather nets. I'm not really familiar with them. Most of the repeaters other than this one and a couple others that I like checking on.
Stand by, and I got that frequency in my radio. If you'll give me just a minute, I'll tell you everything. I'll tell you everything I can about it. Stand by.
55 GDN, standing by.
For NUE. Forgot your call, sir. He's up there in Pisgah. You still there?
KG5GD and Kilo Golf 5 Golf Delta November.
So frequency is 145.470, negative drop, and I'm still looking for the PL tone. Give me 1 second. That's 145.470, negative drop. Stand by for the PO tone.
Yeah.
NUE, I'm sorry, but I just cannot get your call down, but 91.5 is the tone. 145-470-91.5. Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, I'm clear, ready for the net.
I'm standing by for net. Keys at Blue Ridge Commuter Net. Your net controller tonight is KJ4WZM. That's Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu Mike. My name is Daniel and my location is Traveler's Rest. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and has an effective radiating power of 100 watts. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Formal traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Here, Annie. Are there any new amateurs that have not checked in to the Blue Ridge Community Net and would like to check into the Blue Ridge Community Net or anyone who's upgraded their license recently? Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
KG5, GDN, Kilo, Golf 5, Golf, Delta November, new to this net.
So Golf 5, Delta, Golf November.
Golf, Delta, November. Just have those backed up.
Your name and location.
Here is Brendan. I'm currently on the, I guess this would be the northwest side of Looking Glass Rock, the Pisgah National Forest, not too far from 276 Kingshead Valley. Very vague location off of Forest Service Road.
QRZ's name is Brendan. That's Bravo Romeo Echo November Delta Oscar November Brendan. His location, Looking Glass Falls. I am Looking Glass Rock. Alright. Alrighty. Anyone else who has not checked out here? Please call KJ4WCN.
Check in and out, Kilo Oscar 4, India Sierra Golf, Kilo 4, ISG, Danny O'Reilly, Gastonia. I'll be short time tonight.
Danny, I would like to recognize Kilo 4, ISG, that is Danny. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and recognize my... I would like to recognize W4FDM, that is Fred, M4IEI, Iowa, there in Travis Drift. K4GX, that is Jim, N4DJC, Darian Anderson, K4LSH, Matt and Malden, KI4LGI, and Sigma Rock. KJ4UHF, Jack and Greenville, KJ4HKC, John and Belton, K4XMR, Mel and Prosperity, KT4W, Bill and Anderson, KN4, RJ and John from Brown Summit, and KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylor.
K4OIM, Walt, up here in Inman. I don't know what the problem is, but you got a lot of white noise and barely readable at times, Daniel.
If you give me just a minute, I will go ahead and fix that. Antennas.
Readable that time.
EZM Net Control requesting a signal report.
Better, Daniel. Carry on.
Would you like me to check you in?
Get me in, and I'll probably stick around for some right to you.
I would like to recognize K4OIM. That is Walt Inman. I got you marked down for comments. All right. At this time, I would like to go ahead and ask for any Echolink stations. Do I have any Echolink stations? If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Stream Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control, please check in Whiskey 4, Mike Kila Hotel, Marshall, Jacksonville, Florida. Negative on traffic, and I'll hang around for the rag shoe tonight.
I'd like to recognize the rag shoe. Nice. W4MHK. That is Marshall in Jacksonville, Florida. Thanks for checking in, Marshall, and I've got you marked down for comments. Alrighty. At this time, it being Friday night, I'm going to go ahead and begin by asking for Uniform through Zulu. Stations is the suffix of your call. U through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. U through Z, I'll try one more time. Anyone, if you'd like to check into Blue Ridge 2-meter net and the suffix of your call begins Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
KJ4WZM. Can you please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo? That's K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Unit 1 on the net.
Nice. K4XB, that is Tommy in Southern Greenville County. And also I have a telephone relay station. KI4MLN. That is Al in Malden. We'll go ahead and move up to Alpha 2 Delta. Stations are the subjects of your call, A through D. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control. This is India 4 Delta Tango Yankee. This is KI4DTY. This is Daniel N. Taylors, and I hope everybody's having a great night.
KJ4WZM. And Daniel, please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar Lorena, and my daughter Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
WZM. Daniel, please check in Kilo Mike 4 Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
KJ4WZM. Good evening, Daniel. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Nice. KI4DTY, that is Daniel and Taylors. KK4DMW, that is Rick. KK4ONO, his wife Lorena. And KM4MLQ, his daughter Michelle. They're at home in Piedmont tonight. KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville. And W4DJW, Dave in Greer. Any other stations? Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
WZM. Neil, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 is everybody on the net.
KB2, BYQ, that is Dave and Easley. We'll go ahead at this point and move up to E through H, Echo 3 Hotel. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren, in Taylor's, negative and negative tonight.
In Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina. And I will be in and out tonight, Daniel. Thank you.
4WZM. In Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. We'll be negative negative tonight, Daniel. Thanks.
KB2 BYQ. That is Dave and Easley. N4HHC. Warren and Taylor? I may have already recognized Dave, I don't remember. N4HHC, Warren and Taylor's, KO4HKX, Patrick and Penrose, and KC4EZN, Harry and Candler. Any other stations, Ether 8, if you would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. India through Lima, I through L, if you would like to check into Blue Ridge 2 internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
WZM. Hello, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
J4, WZM. Daniel, good to hear you calling in. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
Recognize KK4JFO. That is James in Tuxedo. KK4JBQ. Larry and his wife Donna, KC4MFK. They're at home in Greer. Any other stations? India through Lima, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Well, this is Kilo India 4, Lima Juliet Golf. The name is Robert, and I'm at River Falls, about 2 miles from Jones Gap entrance.
Can I ask KI4LJG? That is Robert up by River Falls. Got you checked in, Robert. Any other stations? India through Lima, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Mike through Papa. M through P, if you would like to check into Blue Ridge 2 Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control. Whiskey 4, Mike, Hotel Echo, W4MHE. Melvin in Hendersonville. And also Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Alpha Mike, KZ4PAM, my wife Pam. Thanks for calling the net. 7-3 to everybody.
WZM. Check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. KO4, NNH. My name is Fred. Mobile MP mock tonight. 7-3 to you and all the net. I'll be negative and negative, but I do have a message for W4DJW.
It's W4MHE. That is Melvin and KZ4PAM. That is Pam. They're home in Hendersonville tonight. Next, I got KO4NNH. Fred, always on the mobile in Piedmont. Fred, would you like to go ahead and call your station?
Thanks, Net Control. W4DJW, KO4NNH.
Hey, Fred. KO4NNH, W4DJW. Go ahead.
I may just get system views and working with EchoLink today. Just figured I'd relay that to you, and there's no splash tone or anything like that. Managed to hop on the repeater and get it working.
Well, that's good to hear. Did you do it with the guys over at Clemson, or did you just do that in your own lab?
At my little handheld, my base station, and my base station was hooked up to my computer. My computer was basically intermediary between EchoLink and my radio.
Okay, well, that's a step in the right direction. There's a plan to get a common protocol that they all run off of. In place so that analog and digital repeaters are able to work both. And yeah, I don't know where they're at on that with all the COVID stuff going on, but good. Yeah, that's a step in the right direction. Good to hear, Fred.
I think I'm going to turn back over to you, maybe that control.
Sounds good. W4DJW back to KJ4WZM and the Blue Ridge 2 meter net.
How are we able to catch up with each other? Let's see here. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, M through P, if you would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
WZM, KO4NUE.
please check in myself, KO4NUE, and my wife, KO4RYP. We're both in Campobello, and we'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for calling the net, Daniel.
Nice. KO4NUE, that is Chad and his wife Anna, KO4RYP. They're at home in Campobello tonight. Hope you, Miss Anna, and your kids are doing well. Let's see. We'll go ahead and move up to Quebec 3 Tango, Q3T, the patient group. If you would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
WZM. This is N0TR Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and thank you for calling the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
Yep, N0TR, that is Tom in Greer. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control. Got it by yourself tonight. All right, we'll try all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z to Ray. If you would like to check into Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
Net control. 4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Keith Columbus. Just check me in and out.
For WZM. Daniel, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no chew tonight, where we have had 4.31 inches of rain since midnight last night and 8.65 inches for the week.
And out, Kilo, Mike, 4, Victor, India, X-ray, John, in Greenville, negative and negative. Have a great night.
KE4ZHF, that is Keith in Columbus. KI4DOS, Gary, and K3JOY, Joy. They're home in Easley tonight. And Gary, I know we had a lot of rain. I don't know how much I got at my house. I don't know how much I got at the shop at work. But I work not far from where you live, so I'm assuming it's pretty close. And my work is located right on the Saluda River. I work for a place, a grading place in Dacusville. I drive trucks for them, and we worked most of this week, except not very much today. We just did a little bit of stuff around the shop, and that's about it, because of all that rain, it was really tough to do anything. So, got you and Miss Joy checked in. And let's see, next I have KM4VIX, that is John in Greenville. Any other stations, A through Z, Z through A, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
Control. T4, Hotel India, Portable, Seneca, Brute, BRUTE, negative, negative.
I didn't catch your name. What was your name?
Brute, Bravo, Romeo, Uniform, Charlie Echo, and I'm Portable, Seneca.
Recognize. KM4VIX, John in Greenville, and W4HI, Bruce in Seneca. Good job on that decent haul to the repeater on the portable, Bruce. That's pretty good from Seneca. I have a very difficult time in hitting it with my handheld from that distance. I have a hard time just hearing the repeater in Seneca from my handheld. All right, one last call before going to Rag 2. Any more stations A through Z, please call KJ4WZM or net control. 4WZM, now securing the formal portion of the net with their thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. K4OIM, I have you up first, but I'll be right back with you 1 second. Somebody's demanding my attention outside. I'll be back in just a second. KJ4WZM, stand by.
K4OIM, standing by.
K4OIM,
chasing them when you walked away, but they were way down in the noise room. Will you want to try and pull them out?
Try to check in. If you wouldn't mind, try coming again. This is KJ4WZM with the Blue Ridge Community. Any more check-ins, please call KJ4WZM or Net Patrol. Your radio's off in frequency or something. It sounds like that. So you might want to check your radio or equipment because it's not normal for you for your signal. So I got checked in. Any other stations, A through Z, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. That's it for now. Well, stump's all yours. Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
WZM, K4OIM. Are you still liking your new job, all right, Daniel? 4WZM, you still there?
Yes. Sorry about that. Hold on. I think totally my signal's bad, too.
Yeah, you don't have all that static in it now.
I end up boosting my power back up on my handheld. I tried to cut it down to save on the battery some. I have another battery, but I was trying not to have to swap batteries. I love the new job. I don't like the new job. I love it. And it has its ups and downs, like any place. But this is probably one of the best jobs I've had. So, really, really enjoying it.
Call any asphalt yet?
Yeah. They avoid the asphalt because it's really messy. But I have hauled bulldozers, steamrollers, gravel, sand, boulders, dirt, topsoil, different stuff like that.
I was still working and driving dump truck. I haul everything. I hate the smell of asphalt, and especially, well, you can't do much once the temperature drops below 32, they can't do no paving, but in the summertime, you pull up under the chute and they load you. I think that stuff is 190 degrees when it comes out of that chute. And it's just like sitting in that cab of that dump truck, like sitting in front of an oven door open. And I hate the smell of asphalt. I hate asphalt and I hate the smell of tar. Never did haul any tar, but yeah, I did too, but it was in a tanker truck. You couldn't smell it, but I'm glad you're liking your new job. I love construction work, but the wintertime, you don't get many hours in. It's always raining and too wet. But boy, you make up for it in the summertime. But then it's hot and dusty, so there ain't no perfect time to be out there in construction. I've worked laying a sewer line over in La France. Over there at Clemson, we built a waste treatment plant over there. And I was putting in a 24-inch sewer line about 8 foot deep. And I had these pipe layers in the ditch, building that pipe up. And It was sleeting and snowing. And they down in that ditch, and their coats were covered in ice and snow. And I'm sitting up in the excavator with the windows up on it or down on it, closed up with my heat on. If it'd been me in a ditch, I would have quit work that day, Daniel. K4OIM Friday.
I know what you mean there. I have been having to work outside for much of my life, actually, so I'm pretty used to it. I've been out there in all kinds of weather. Last winter, I was working for the beer company, and I had to unload all those cases of beer, which is, you know, it's cardboard, and it's pouring down rain and freezing rain and sleet and stuff, spitting snow. We did this earlier this winter, and it was last winter, and it was nasty, nasty stuff. And it was just pouring, dumping, you name it, it was falling from the sky other than hail. And it was nasty, wet, cold, windy. Unload all that soggy beer and cardboard and stuff and go bring it into the cooler, and it's cold in there, but at least it's dry. But there was no break from the cold. That was last year, and probably get more of the same this year. A lot of what we do when it rains is haul materials, either stockpile gravel and sand for different companies besides ours, or go move equipment around.
Yeah, me, I worked for it before I retired. Was Dobbins Hauling and Grating up there out of Landrum. And we didn't have nobody drive the low voice, so this other company, they worked with us. They'd come move our equipment. And this guy come over there and picked up my Volvo excavator. And he was moving it from Anderson over there off the highway 86 back down to Piedmont. And he was over in the left-hand lane on 85, and he missed his exit for Highway 20. And there were cars all around him, and he went to cut somebody off, and they didn't yield, so he jerked it back, and he hit that concrete divider, and it broke the gooseneck off of the tractor. So the trailer's sliding down the road without a tractor. He all but back to his shop, and they got somebody else because he had warrants out for him for back child support and all kind of stuff. But they talked this other guy in to taking the tractor and going back up there. And all ended up, the company he was working for had to repave part of 85 where that it broke the gooseneck off and the trailer went down into the asphalt and dug it up. Holding that equipment's dangerous, Daniel. KJ4WCM, K4OIM.
Oh, wow, that's something. Our company, you know, I would like to think that our drivers aren't that careless, and I don't believe that they are, but our company does stuff like that too, where we haul for a bunch of other grading companies out there that don't have their have their own drivers, their own trucks and stuff. So there's more than a dozen, I think close to two dozen grading companies that we haul for and constantly go around and move their stuff. So we tend to do more of that on rainy days, work for the other guys, because they'll need their equipment moved, and sometimes they can put on the back burner because we try to keep our company first and then the other people second. So we need work done, we need our stuff moved. It's priority. There's a secondary, so we haul their stuff on rainy days.
Load the equipment yourself, or does the operators load it, Daniel?
Well, load it on the trailer, chain it down, and then drive it. They have a guy who's been doing the heavy haul for them for over 2 years. They put me with him the other day, and my first load was a bulldozer and a steamroller. The bulldozer blade was wider than a lane. That was really interesting. I remember the first slightly narrow bridge that I crossed was Highway 183, which is Forest Bridge Road, on the county line where it crosses the Saluda River, the Greenville-Pickens county line. That was the first somewhat narrow bridge that I crossed with that load. The bulldozer blade was wider than the lane. The bridge is narrow, and so I had the blade on the passenger side very close to the guardrail, and the blade on the driver's side was across the WEO line inside the oncoming lane, so it made me very nervous. Thankfully, all the drivers were paying attention and were not texting across that bridge because they had to move all the way over. It wasn't, like, extremely far into their lane, but it was a little bit. I could see that it was in their lane, so it had my nerves on edge.
Now, Cross Hill is E.S. Wagner and Sons Construction. And we widen Highway 72 all the way from Clinton down to the bridge at Lake Greenwood. And this company was out of Ohio. They had just bought Thrift Brothers out. And I was working with Thrift Brothers, so I was the only one out of the whole company that worked with Thrift Brothers that E.S. Wagner hired on. And they were out of Ohio. They didn't know nothing about the South. But I was out there clearing on a D9 dozer, and they kept telling me, "We're going to get you a big boy, get you a big boy." They hauled a D10 cat dozer down here all the way from Sandusky, Ohio. That thing was so big, they had to take the tracks off of it and the drive gear and the idlers off and haul the tracks and the gears and the idler on one flatbed tractor trailer, and the blade and the ripper had a counterweight on back with three rippers on it for dragging out rock. They brought that thing down here. It took three tractor trailers to bring it down. They got it down to our shop, was right there in Cross Hill on 72 and Highway 39. They brought that thing down there, and it took them almost 2 weeks to get that thing put back together. And I went into work on Monday morning. The boss man threw me a key. What's that? He said, "That's your dozer. Take it down to the across the bridge down there where they've been blasting, and drag that rock out. Build your ramp to push that rock up on, to push it in the dump trucks." Well, we had every dump truck in the state that we could get a hold of hauling. We always asked for the roughest trucks they got, because load that, sometimes I couldn't get but one stone in the truck. This stuff was that huge. I got on the dozer. I went to go out the gate. I went back in the gate, laid the blade down, shut it off, and I went in there, and the superintendent said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I got a problem, Danny." He said, "What?" I said, "I got to cross that bridge down there with that dozer." And so I forget what the load limit was on that bridge. He had to call them mechanics back, take that thing apart, and take it loaded up and take it all across the bridge and put it back together. That was one humongous dozer. The biggest one I ever run, but man, that thing was smooth. Ain't nothing smooth though when you get to ripping rock, Daniel. KJ4WZM, K4OIM.